how you arrived at that destination.
Yeah, so I heard the answer to a question. I was at an event. I don't remember the event, but this was some time ago. There's a woman who was speaking, and I don't remember who she was, but one of the audience members stood up and asked a question, something along the lines of, what's your life's purpose, or what's life's purpose, or what do you think the meaning of life is, or something like that. And her answer was something to the effect of, I believe that the reason that everyone is here is to live the fullest expression of themselves. Every single person has a song inside of them. And your job while you are here is to sing that song that is inside of you as authentically as possible. And when she said that, it hit me and it made me ask the question, what is the song that I want to be singing? What is the thing that I would dare to do if I knew I could not fail, as Brian Tracy asks? If I had a year to live, what would I spend it creating? If I had $100 million in the bank, what would I do with my time? What is it that comes to me that is as easy and natural for me as swimming is for a fish? And when I started asking myself these questions, I realized how excited and how fearful I got about living my truth, my purpose. And by the way, that's how I just define my best life. And so the times that I've leaned into that and gotten to do that, it's given me a sense of fulfillment that I want everybody to get to feel. And the only way you get to feel that is to strip away the fear and to be honest with yourself and to pursue the thing, pursue the song that is in your heart to sing, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. What is your best life at the moment, Devon?
The life that I'm living into now, that I'm working on, is to teach people how to be awesome on stage. There are so many people who, to your line of questioning, want to be public speakers and who want to be on stage and who are terrified of it. And I'm blessed that, number one, it's come quite naturally to me. Not that I don't get scared, not that I don't get nervous. I do. But it's come quite naturally to me, number one. And number two, I've been blessed to be on stage enough to be able to dissect what I'm doing and understand what works and what doesn't work and truths and realities about audiences. And so what I'm working on now is working on a course to teach people how to be awesome on stage. If you have a message that's inside of you and you want to share it and you want to be on stage and you are terrified, or maybe you're just at work and you have things that you want to say to your company and you're scared to stand up and say that, I want to teach you how to do that. I want to teach you how to share your message more confidently. I want to teach you how to connect with the crowd. I want to teach you how to be more captivating. And I want to teach you how to have more clarity around your message. So.
Excellent. I mean, could you give us a couple of quick tips of anybody who's either listening to this or reading this as to what they could do? What are the first things that you would perhaps suggest?
Yeah. So the very first thing that I would suggest, it depends on what the environment is. So there are people who are like, I have this message inside of me, right? And I want to share this with the world. And the first thing I would say is just start sharing it as ugly as possible and as simply as possible. And that could be literally pulling out your phone and recording 60-second videos and sticking them on Instagram. Don't worry about it being perfect. Worry about just saying your message, because the more you say your message, the more you speak your message, the more clear you're going to get. The more you go live on Facebook or the more you go live on Instagram, the more comfortable you're going to get on stage, right? The more you force yourself to make YouTube videos, the more comfortable you're going to get in front of the camera. And there is no substitute for experience. But the neat thing is that experience doesn't have to be you on the big stage in front of 1,000 people. Experience can literally be you with your phone holding it up on a 30-second Instagram reel or something like that. And so the first thing I would say is just start putting your message out there and don't worry about it being perfect. Just start to say it.
Nice. Yeah. So just get comfortable, I guess, isn't
right.
it? Right. Yeah. So, you know, so true. Do you have any rituals that you go through to get yourself into the zone before you step out, or rather run out on stage?
I do. The biggest thing I do is I'll slow my breathing. And I will say to myself, and this is just my thing, and this is what works for me. I say to myself, throw your sexy on it. And that is a saying that me and my buddies used to use at nightclubs. And what we used to do is we would see we would see a circle forming, or we would be about to form a big giant circle of people watching us dance, or we were about to go on the dance floor. And what would happen was, every so often when we were out entertaining and performing, we would be in the quote unquote zone, right? And the entire audience would be captivated by us. You ever watch somebody and you're like, wow, whatever that person is doing right now, they are channeling something amazing through them, and it's captivating, and they're quote unquote in the zone.
Yeah.
We would call the zone sexy. And what we would do is be like, man, did you see the crowd's response? We were throwing our sexy all over that crowd, is what me and my buddies used to say back in the day. And so what I say to myself before I go on stage is, Devon, throw sexy on it. Throw your sexy on them. And what that is that's a note to me to be authentic and let the magic or the divine or the universe or God or whoever you want to call it flow through me, and be less concerned with them judging me, and more concerned with how much I can give to the audience. That just puts me in my little zone of, okay, I'm here to serve, and I'm here to share what I've got with you, and that's the only thing I need to do in order to be successful.
Absolutely. And also, you've got that inner monologue as well, saying, these people want me to succeed as
correct.
Well. So yeah, correct. So it all kind of merges together in that respect, doesn't it? You talk about the desire to educate and entertain. I believe you've even coined a phrase regarding this, Devon.
I wish I could take credit for that phrase, edutainment. I cannot take credit. I don't remember the first place I've heard that. But edutainment is, you know, I want to educate in an entertaining way. I want you to say, man, so two things I love is, number one, being a dancer, being a hip hop dancer, I loved entertaining the crowd. I loved the responses I would get to the crowd from the crowd. I loved when the audience would come, a member of the audience would come up to me and say, wow, watching you dance made my whole experience and my whole night that much better.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what I loved on one hand. On the other hand, I loved when I was teaching taekwondo. I used to be a martial arts instructor. And I loved when little Timmy or little Susie would come up, or the adult version of Timmy and Susie would come up and say, I didn't understand this move before. Thank you so much for helping me understand it. The light bulb went off and now I understand it. And those two feelings, the feeling of entertaining to the point of, wow, you gave me a better experience, and and also educating to the point of, wow, my life is more, I understand this thing to the point that now I am more fulfilled by it. Those two things being put together, I was like, how can I do both? And that's what I attempt to do whenever I'm on stage.
Great. So edutainment. It's a great phrase as well. For anybody who is interested in learning more about, you know, your course on how to speak better from the stage or do presentations better, where can we go to find out more about you, Devon?
That'll be launching soon, but you can go to devonbrown.com. That's DEVONBROWN, like the color, devonbrown.com. And if you just stay plugged in there, then when it's time to release, you will be the first to know.
Excellent, excellent. One other quick question I have is just about the pandemic, because obviously a lot of events were cancelled or postponed because of the pandemic. Did that impact you, Devon? And if so, what did you do to overcome it?
So yes, it absolutely impacted me. I got home, I was at an event in March of 2020, and they actually shut down the event early because that was the time the world decided that it was going to shut down. And when I got home from that event, all of my gigs for the year had been canceled.
Wow.
And I went from like crazy booked year out in advance to nothing, like literally overnight, just like that. So a couple of things. Number one, I decided to use the time wisely. I said, what is it that I've been wanting to do that I haven't had the time to do that I can now use this time for, number one? And number two, what we saw as a whole is that the industry went to virtual events. Mm-hmm. And it took about 6 months to do, but the industry as a whole started doing virtual events. And when virtual events started kicking back up, I started getting invited to MC virtual events. So I kind of lucked out. But there's a great book that a lot of your listeners may have heard of called The Obstacle is the Way. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, write that book title down. It's a great book that basically says whenever there is an obstacle that comes up, that obstacle is serving a purpose, and there's a gift inside of that obstacle. So approach it head on, right? Don't wish it were different. Approach it head on and understand and find the gift in it. So when COVID hit and it took all of my events away overnight, I asked myself, what's the gift in this? And I ended up realizing that the first gift was that I had time to write and to get out into written form a lot of the stuff that had been inside. And then the second gift was that it gave me a much needed break from being on stage that I didn't realize I needed. And the third gift is that the industry as a whole shifted to be more virtual, and then I became a top virtual event MC as well, which I still do today.
Great. And the course that you're putting together, I guess, will touch upon online virtual events as well as actually physically being on a stage.
Correct. I always like to say, like, when we talk about being on stage, when we talk about being on stage, very often people think, oh, you're talking about the raised platform that's 10 feet in front of the audience. And I'm like, well, yes, and I'm also talking about your YouTube channel. I'm also talking about your social media. I'm also talking about virtual events. I'm also talking about you being out in a public setting and wanting to have more confidence to do something in that public setting. As Shakespeare says, the world is a stage, right?
Got you.
Or all the world's a stage. And so when we talk about being awesome on stage, what I'm really talking about is being awesome on the stage of life.
Got you. No, completely get it. Now, a little bird tells me that you love selfies, which is a relatively new phenomenon. They've become super important, haven't they? But also, could you estimate how many selfies you've taken over the years?
Oh, thousands. And my thousands and thousands, because I'm at events, it's like selfie time, and I've gotten really good at taking selfies. My most popular selfies are whenever I travel for an event, I take a selfie of myself on the airplane wearing a funny t-shirt. I've got a t-shirt that says I pooped today. Got another one that says 5 out of 4 people struggle with math. I've got a dozen or so of these t-shirts, and every time I travel, I post a selfie of myself on the plane with the hashtag obligatory airplane selfie. And the thing about doing selfies consistently, or just doing anything consistently, is that it becomes part of your brand. So much so that I forgot to take a selfie one time and had like half the internet mad at me. So that was a good thing.
I love it. Well, I believe also congratulations are in order. I believe you're now a married man. So we just wanted to wish you congratulations as well, Devon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, actually, my wife is from where you're from. We met on online on Tinder and just swiping around the world. And I was in Atlanta and she was in London. And yeah, now we're married.
Fantastic. So you bagged yourself a London girl.
I did.
Can be hard to impress, Devon. So you've done well.
Thank you so much.
My final question, I mean this as well. My final question is, what's next for you? What are you working on next?
What's next for me is the awesome on stage, living into the whole awesome on stage brand fully. If there's one thing that I genuinely have more experience in, more than 99.9% of the world, it is being on stage in some capacity, whether as a taekwondo instructor, a hip hop dancer, a school mascot, a speaker, an MC. And I would, my goal for the next 3 years is to be one of the world's most foremost experts in helping people become awesome on stage and to launch a New York Times best-selling book about how to be awesome on stage.
Fantastic. I think if I can take one key thing from this entire interview, Devon, it's embrace the stage.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Absolutely.
Devon, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a fascinating time with you. So once again, huge thanks.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much for having me.